This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
An upcoming event with the Women in Business CCD Leadership Conference. That is what we are talking about this morning. Kim Todd from CCD Business Development Corporation, thanks for coming in.
Good morning, Kyle.
So tell us, first of all, about your role, what you do at CCD.
CCD is the economic development for the region. So CCD stands for Coos, Curry, Douglas. So first of all, I travel a lot because I'm in three counties. But what I do is work with small business owners and nonprofits to close gaps and overcome obstacles. So it's kind of leaning in, like, what is something that is stopping you from moving forward? And then we get in there and we help them with it.
So you've got this two-day event. Tell us more about it.
Well, we started having these monthly women in business meetings. We in Douglas had come back from another conference, and these business owners kept saying, we should keep talking like this. This is good. You know, there's stuff you can leverage in these conversations, like, I'm working on this. Oh, I'm working on this. We call it chocolate and peanut butter, which is a whole other story, but it's chocolate and peanut butter networking. And as we started hearing more and more, the leadership at CCD said, we can facilitate these. Let's go ahead and do this. But you have to do it in all three counties. So for the last 3 years, we have been meeting every month as women in business. And after 3 years, we are ready to step into our leadership roles. And that's really what this conference is going to bring. It's a place, one roof, where we're bringing all three groups together for big batches of networking. And there's also going to be inspirational speakers. There's going to be a lot of what we already do at the Women in Business meetings, plus some extras, surprises.
Now, so first time for this then, right?
Yeah, first annual.
And okay, it's over at the Coquel Casino. What else do people need to know about what's going on?
Well, we picked the Coquel Casino because it's basically right in the middle of the three groups. So Coquel Casino has the room for 140 of us to get together, and they've been a great event facilitator. The idea is to move it around to each county, because somebody who's lived in Douglas for 20 years, when I started traveling in Coos and Curry, I'm like, who knew about this? Who knew about that? And so that's really my goal, is to get people cross-pollinating each other's areas, because we have the wine region. And Kyle, I know you love to be a promoter of this wine region. But do you know what? There's no wineries in Coos and Curry County. There's a tasting room or two, but these are things we can cross-pollinate, right? Business to business.
So at the event, it's basically a day and a half, right?
It's a day and a half, but here's how I'm explaining it. Friday, April 3rd, is the protein on the plate, if you will. It's from 8 o'clock in the morning till 5 in the afternoon, and it is jam-packed with inspirational speakers, a couple of networking and table-hopping activities. We're going to have small business pop-ups that are going to be selling during the conference. We have, of course, lovely meals are involved in that. We have a rock star panel. So that's really where you're going to get the meat of it. So I've often said, if you don't have the ability to stay over from Thursday to Friday, just get yourself there Friday. Thursday is a celebration. The theme of this conference is exhale, connect, and celebrate. When the women in our groups and women that see this think about coming, I want their shoulders to drop. I want them to say, yeah, I need to go to this. This is something I've been waiting for. The connect part of it is what we do every month when we have these meetings and the women network. And then celebrate is something that we're bringing a notion about, because we're often have these wins in our small business worlds. But how do we celebrate them? Well, let me tell you how we're going to celebrate Thursday night. We're going to have a dance party. Because we just talked about this, Kyle, there's not a lot of places, you know, that you can go out dancing in these three rural counties. So we are bringing the dance floor. We also have a wonderful opening mixer. We're going to have all of the partners and sponsors in the room. It's just going to be a nice time to, again, exhale, connect, and celebrate. We also will have pop-ups at that. We're going to have Jessica from Create and Sip over there popping up. She's going to be doing hair filaments in our hair. We have a local med spa going to be doing B12 shots. We have a massage therapist that's going to be doing chair massage. So these are all really wonderful ways to celebrate all the hard work that small businesses do.
And why do you think it's important to do that celebrate aspect instead of just work?
Well, that was a perfect setup. And I've been thinking about this a lot, because when you do so much, when you make things happen that weren't there before, which is what small business owners do, we are always thinking that we we're not doing enough. We have to do something else. It's always this forward motion. But if you're making things happen, you can't complete the cycle of manifestation until you celebrate it. Really, you have to take a point and ground yourself and say, I did that. Sometimes it's a high five. Sometimes it's going out with your girlfriends or, you know, getting together at Women in Business. It's really a question we've been asking the women. How do you celebrate your wins? And we look forward to hearing all their answers in the room that day.
So it is, again, the second and third, not that far off. But what do people need to do to get signed up?
Well, they need to go to CCD Business on Facebook. That's one way to do it. They can also contact me, and I am happy to provide my phone number and my email, so go get a pen. But this is really something that if you can carve out a Friday and come over to Coos Bay, you're going to be better for it. You're going to just be so glad that you did it. You know, professional development is hard for small business owners. It's not a lot. I get to go to conferences. I get to have a lot of training. And these businesses often employ five or fewer employees, the women that are in our groups. So there's not a lot of opportunities. But guess what? There is now. All right. When we come back from break, I can give you my phone and my email.
We don't take a break. We just keep calling.
You were giving me the eyes. I wasn't sure. No, I was like, okay.
I'm plotting something else up here.
Okay. Plot away. My phone number is 541-672-6728. And again, you can go to the CCD Business Facebook page with all the details.
And again, a big deal for small business because, like you said, if you have, you know, maybe it's two people, three people, just trying to get away for anything, you're like, well, if I leave, all this work's not going to get done because there's nobody else to do it. When I come back, I'm just going to have to do it anyway, so I'll just skip going to the event.
It happens all the time, and that's why we have the Women in Business meetings in the evening. I just came from a wonderful Sutherland Chamber meeting at 7:30 in the morning, which, again, I'm lucky enough to get to go to, but when my kids were growing up, it wasn't something that I could normally attend. So when we asked the women, when do you guys want to meet, it was always about 5:30, 6 at night. So it's time constraints are a thing. We've been so lucky to have a couple of sponsors come by and offer free tickets. So for instance, if you're a child care provider, I have sponsored tickets for you so you don't have to pay the ticket fee. That's because they want to remove any barriers there are to these small business owners that in attending.
All right. And again, what's your phone number?
541-672-6728. And Kyle, CCD Business Development has been around for 56 years. They're 56 years young, but they're not often out in the forefront of our community, even though they were the ones distributing all of these grant dollars that went around during the COVID era. I believe they did 10 or 12 rounds. And so I'm one of their newest people as a technical assistance manager. So I really like to tell people, Google CCD Business Development. Get familiar with them because they're a great resource in our region.
All right, Kim Todd, thanks for coming in.
Hey, that was fun. Thanks, Kyle.
All right, 8:39 at the Morning Report.